Welcome back to the Torbay Hospitality Podcast. This week we are joined by none other than Sunset Social's Captain Jack.
Yes, we had Captain Jack on. It was a blast as always.
Really fun.
Thank you, Captain Jack, for coming on and talking about your new ventures with the DJ school that you're starting and the future plans for Sunset Social. So keep on listening to the end for that.
Lots of news. That's wonderful. Hang on one second. I've got to give some shout outs to Ness, Vinny, Rosie and Holly, of course, Tuba, Mikey, Josh, Chris, Jess and Johnny. Hi, Johnny.
Hey, Johnny. My shout-outs this week go to Phil, Siobhan, Kiva, and Warren. Thank you very much for the amazing hospitality over in London this weekend.
Nice.
I really appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, and a big warm welcome to Tuba, who finally came over from Turkey this week. Welcome,
Absolutely,
Tuba.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, let's give Tuba a round of applause. Woo! That's what you get when you marry Callum.
All right, I think let's start off this week with, as always, the headline news.
Headline news, right.
So, Torbay Council has announced that there will be some emergency street works. It's not the best of headline news.
No.
Taking place around Torbay that might impact some travel times for February. And I think it's important that everyone gets to know this. So, it's going to be King's Ash Road, and that's to the north of Totnes Road, Brixham Road by Lupton House area, and Totnes Road near the junction with Winner Street. Be safe, and a big thanks to the council for letting us know in advance, because it is going to impact your travel times. I've already been stuck in that one by Winner Street a couple of times.
Yeah.
And if you can avoid it, avoid it.
No, that's a really good shout. Did you see that there was somebody who was thinking about opening up a restaurant? I think they posted on Spotted Torquay, and they were saying, like, what kind of a restaurant should I open in Torquay? And the number of comments and responses that they got, what do you think was the number one?
What kind of restaurant?
What kind of restaurant? Like, what cuisine?
I think some nice Boma Kenyan cuisine it would be.
Kenyan cuisine. There you go. Like an African dish.
Yeah, like an African dish.
Oh, that would be cool.
Get some sudza in there, get some pat-pat, and lots of steak.
That sounds good. Yeah, really. Some steak sounds amazing.
But I am assuming that's not what the number one most commented.
You know what? Actually, I tried to save the post. Now I can't find it. But it was a post. Everybody kept saying Spanish. A tapas place would be great. And I just think, I can't swing a cat and not find tapas.
Yeah.
I had tapas last night.
Yeah. No, I think tapas is everywhere. I mean, it's done well everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, I really like Visto Lounges and Casera Lounge, their tapas.
Because
it feels like you're getting quite a substantial meal when you're ordering tapas. Sometimes for me, I feel like I'm left hungry afterwards, which is not ideal.
No.
Unless you're spending an absolute fortune. But again, my...
Yeah, it's like three or four small plates, and each one's like 12 quid. It's like, hang on. But there are some really nice tapas places, like Olive does tapas over in Brixham. And I'm just trying to think of you said Costero does it over in Paignton.
Yeah.
And in Torquay, we've got the Small World. Of course, 21 does tapas. The Dock does tapas. I'm sure, like...
I'm trying to think of that one in Paignton Harbour. We used to go there all the time.
What's it called?
What is it called?
Harbour Light.
No, not Harbour Light.
Harbour Inn.
No, not Harbour Inn.
The one that's next to the Crab and Hammer.
Yes, the one that right next to the Crab
and
Hammer.
What's that called? TJ's.
Yeah. That's the one. Yeah.
There we are. So what? They do tapas.
They do really, really good tapas.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I like it.
Okay, so now let's go on to some...
Yeah, because I can't find the post. In hotel news, the TLH Carlton Hotel is hosting a Latin night this Monday, 4th of Feb. So put on your shiny shoes and join your Latin dance instructors, Louise and Mandy. And a welcome drink is included. Make sure you check out their website, tlh.co.uk, for more info. And congratulations to Lenka, friend of the podcast from Lenks Escapes. She's completed renovations over 7 new spaces. They're dog friendly and they're walking distance to the beach. So to learn more, visit their Instagram. It's Lenks, LENKS _escapes.
Yeah, congrats, Lenka.
Well done,
they
Lenka.
They look incredible. They look fancy.
Nice.
Very, very fancy.
Wonderful.
On to restaurant news. The Coombe Cellars are doing something cool this Saturday. Have you ever wanted to see your chef in the kitchen making your food?
Yes. Well, oh, that's so cool. Is that what they're doing?
So Toby, the Coombs Cellars chef, is going to be taking over their social media for the day. So you can go in for a meal and you can follow along on your phone whilst he's in the kitchen making your meal. The beauty here is that if you already have plans for Saturday, then you can still follow along with Toby. Just make sure you follow the Coombs Cellars on social.
That's right. And Indie Yanger is about to unveil their new wine selection. It's been expertly curated to pair perfectly with their award-winning Pan-Asian cuisine. And the announcement is going to be made in early Feb, so make sure you stay tuned.
Isn't there 2-for-1 on main deals still valid throughout Feb?
Actually, I don't know. Is it?
It is indeed.
So now you've got an extra reason to head over to Indie Yang. Not that you needed it. Well, I was there last week and I said hello to Rahan. He's an absolute icon.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they're doing awesome stuff.
Nice. And Frank's by the Pier has changed ownership. And Rugga, is that how we're pronouncing it?
I think Rugga.
Rugga Coffee is taking over and they're going to be open very soon. We will miss you, Frankie, but I'm sure that we're going to see you at Frank's Lifestyle Cafe. But yeah, good luck in what's to come for Rugga Coffee. We're going to see what you're up to.
Absolutely. I mean, I had a look at their page and the coffee does look nice.
Does it?
They've got some nice reviews on the coffee. So I'm quite excited to stop by and get a, you know, kind of slightly different coffee there.
Nice.
On to the Valentine's Day announcements.
Oh my gosh.
Last week we spoke about a bunch of different ways to spend your Valentine's.
Yes.
You've got the Harbour 16, the Redcliffe Hotel, the Curious Kitchen, or even a comedy night at Torquay Comedy Club.
Oh, but let's look at some more options for Valentine's Day. You could do steak and wine night at Lincoln Hall. The menu is fantastic. You get a 10-ounce ribeye. I'm telling you, ribeye is where it's at.
You
and a
like
shared
a
dessert. I love a ribeye. and dessert. And then for the wine, you can choose red, white, Prosecco, or a Nosecco, £84 for two people.
I'm curious about Nosecco.
Yeah, Nosecco. It's an alcohol-free Prosecco.
Interesting. Have you had it before?
No, I swerve Nosecco. Sorry. I know. Somebody asked me today if I did dry January. I'm like, I did whatever the opposite of dry January is, I think.
A very wet January.
I know. But yeah, so I heard that there's something going on over at Ockham Farm. I just saw it come up on my socials this morning.
Yeah, so, well, if Valentine's on the farm sounds like you, then you should head over to Ockham. They have a special Valentine's afternoon tea featuring a mouth-watering selection of goodness, including farm-made scones, jam, and clotted cream. And prices start at $34.95 for two. And you can kind of add some extras, put an extra thing there, and, you know, build it up to however much you want to pay, essentially.
Oh, okay, that's good. Oh, we've got a latecomer, Bickley Mill Inn. Excuse me, over in Stony Coombe, Bickley Mill Inn has a Valentine's Day offer, and so they're offering a special evening with your loved ones.
Ooh.
With a glass of bubbly by the fire.
Oh, that sounds
so
lovely.
So I think they're doing a bunch of like sharing boards, and that'll be coming out on their social soon.
Oh, that's really cool. So, I mean, is everyone kind of huddled by the fire together? Is it?
It's definitely cozy. I spent the afternoon there today talking to Ness. And
oh,
so,
nice.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful space with a lot of atmosphere. It's just so, yeah, it's really charming. And the food there is incredible. So, yeah, it's
lovely.
Definitely what place to be.
You know what? That might swing it for me. I think last week I was definitely at the Curious Kitchen. Because Ash, I mean, that man is...
Whew. Yeah, he's a god.
But a cozy Valentine's also sounds pretty good. We'll have to see what Tuba says.
Right, that's right. Now you're under pressure. Now you can't make your own choices. The wife is always right.
Happy wife, happy life.
That's right.
I subscribe to that one.
Are we ready for our next segment?
Absolutely. Let's go into the supply news.
All right. So massive congratulations goes out to Bay's Brewery being awarded gold from the 2024 Taste of the West Awards. And have you tried their Devon dumpling?
We have a case at home.
I
have one kind of like a late afternoon, late night, you know, indulgence. Some nights it's very good.
That's good. Yeah, I'm still a Devon Rock girl. I'll have a Devon Rock any day of the week. But don't forget, if you're ordering online at baysbrewery.co.uk, make sure that you use their discount code loyalty30 at the checkout and take 30% off your order.
Yeah, and another announcement for Bays. They raised over £3,000 for charity in 2023.
Wow.
It's a huge well done, guys.
Well done. Yeah. Peter, Yeah, well done, Peter and Sean and Aaron and all our friends over at Bays. And we might be having them on the podcast soon, so make sure you listen out.
Yeah, something special might be coming.
Wonderful. So we're headed over to attractions news.
Have you ever tried VR?
I have. It's
have
very
you?
Yes.
Oh, which one did you try?
I do not know. I was at a party and somebody stuck it on my head. And okay. I thought to myself, where am I? I think I was going down a roller coaster. It seemed quite... Yeah, that had like packages, and so you could almost like ride the ride, but you couldn't actually do anything. It wasn't like augmented reality. It was definitely virtual.
How did it make you, like, how was it for you? Did you get dizzy, or was it quite a scary experience?
No, I think I was just sat down. It felt like I was just watching a movie of somebody in a roller coaster.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, I think a lot of people, like, they really have like outrageous experiences, but mine wasn't. I think just because I had too much to drink.
No, well, I mean, I'm really curious. Like, this is good. I'm really curious to see how Apple's take on VR plays out.
Because, I have seen that.
Yeah, it looks crazy.
Clicks on and clicks off on the ads. It's called Apple Vision.
Yes.
And so you're enjoying your augmented reality doing your cooking, and then your kid runs in the room, and then you can kind of like click it off and interact with your child, and then like click it back on again and keep going. It's weird.
And what's crazy is when you click it off to see your child, your child can then see your eyes through the screen on the outside.
Oh, is that a screen that shows the eyes? Okay, that's a bit weird.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah, yeah, it is a bit much. Does it capture you blinking and everything? It's literally your eyes.
It's a video stream of your eyes. It's your eyes.
Oh, my heavens. I know. Did you hear that Elon Musk just like implanted a chip in somebody's brain?
Yeah, Neuralink.
God, it's all happening.
So cool.
Guys, watch out. The robots are coming for us.
No, Elon wants to put, ChatGPT in your brain, essentially.
I'm all right. Honestly, I don't need any of that for sure. So yeah, why are we talking about this?
Well, because there's a new attraction in Torbay.
Oh, okay.
Well, around Torbay in Okehampton. It's called Immersion Virtual Reality Escape Room.
Oh.
And it's recently open. What I like about the idea of a VR escape room is that they have an enormous library of games and escape room scenarios. So you can go there, you know, it's not like you've gone there, you've done it, and it's done. Now, if someone else in your friendship group wants to go, it's kind of like you're doing the same thing again.
Mm.
You can actually go over and over and over, play a bunch of different games.
Oh.
It's not just escape rooms. They also have, you know, other games for you to play.
Mm.
They're located in Okehampton. And if you want to find out more, you just visit www.immersionokehampton.co.uk.
Oh, okay, brilliant. Let's turn it over to events news. Barbara Streisand, the greatest star, is coming to Babbicombe Theatre. It stars Kiara Bethany, and it's seen on ITV's Starstruck.
Ooh.
Which is your favorite Barbara Streisand song?
I only know the song that she didn't make, but it's like Barbara Streisand. Someone made a song about her. I know that one.
Yes, I know that one too. That is funny. No, I think it's probably Before Your Time, Young Callum. So yeah, on Saturday, the Moscow Drug Club. That sounds like I don't want to be involved in. They're coming to the Palace Theater. It's a curious musical where elements of Berlin cabaret, Latin, French, and storytelling meet. It sounds absolutely wild. I bet it's fun. Wild.
Yeah. Well, what you can do is you can go do your Latin dancing and then maybe join them on stage. You know.
Oh, okay, it's perfect. And then Queens, the show with balls, what, is coming to the Princess Theater. They're direct from their smash hit run in London's West End, and tons of 5-star reviews from the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. So that sounds quite good.
Yes, it's an interesting one. Definitely some eye-catching titles there.
Yeah.
The Moscow Drug Club and
then Queens,
the show with balls.
Okay, right. What? Do you get the normal ones? Go on.
Well, I've got Turno and Grey.
Okay.
And they're going to be at the Foundry. So this is a different kind of experience. It's a huge 16 plus DMB rave.
Okay.
So you're only allowed to be 16 and 17.
Oh.
If you're 18, you're not allowed.
Not
19,
allowed.
Not allowed. No. 15, not allowed.
Forget it.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Nice.
And then also on Saturday, we have a children's clothing event at Preston Baptist Church. So you can kit out your kids for free, hot drinks and cake. It's a free event, community children's clothing event. And you can choose from the quality secondhand clothing donated, which I think is awesome. I think if you know, if you're struggling with cost of living crisis, that's a great way for the community to support itself.
Yeah.
Donate clothes at the same time. If your child's growing rapidly, go there with all their old clothes and kind of do a bit of a swap out. I think it's beautiful. Really
nice.
Beautiful.
Nice. Ray, here's one for the diary. Don't forget an audience at the palace. It's the Shipwrecks of Torbay. God, we need this one so bad. It's at the Palace Theatre. It's a daytime talk with speaker Nick Pinnell, who's an author and journalist. He dives into the past to tell the story of Torbay's maritime disasters from the wreck of the HMS Savage in 1762 on Roundham.
I heard about the HMS Savage. I heard about it around Halloween, actually.
Yeah, Halloween. Yeah. That's right. That's when all the ghostly pirates come out on the Roundham.
I think Baywatch had, what is it, Boathouse Watch?
Boathouse Watch. Yeah, right. I wonder
if he's going to mention that.
So skip back to our Halloween episode where we told this fantastic tale about the Boathouse restaurant and how it got haunted by the shipwrecked HMS Savage. Really brilliant.
All right, let's go on to the job boards now.
Great. They need a bartender and a server at St. Mary Church and Babbicom Conservative Club. They need a takeaway team member at Pierpoint, front of house staff at the Waterside Bistro in Totnes, and they're hiring everybody, I think, over at the offshore. I saw a huge ad for them.
Okay. Well, we also need a waiter-waitress at the Railway Inn, and that's a live-in position, by the way.
Ooh.
We have front of house staff, bar staff, food server at the Pig and Whistle in Totnes.
Okay.
And then we need a cocktail bartender dash waitress at the Olive Tree Ocean Village.
Oh, Ocean Village. Isn't that over in Salcombe?
I
think so.
I do not know, honestly.
Right. And casual waiting staff at the Lincoln Hall.
Exactly.
That's great.
All right, now let's have a look at the live music calendar.
Friday, Slipstream. It's a duo. They play country rock. Hey, Hugh, country rock. He's got his headphones on. At the Devon Arms Torquay from 9 to 11:30. The Nick of Time does 50s covers at the Coach House in Paignton from 9:30 to midnight. On Saturday,
we have the Sunset Social Club.
They're at Jupiter. Jupiter.
They're in Jupiter.
Why can't I say that?
They're out of space. They're not on this planet. You got to go to Jupiter.
I told you. It's not just me. Sorry, Lawrence. God, sorry, Paris, for butchering the name of your bar. Juniper.
Juniper. Well, you know, it is out of this world, so it could be Jupiter.
So they're located on the terrace. So if you go to kind of the Hampton by Hilton and you go up to their kind of main entrance where you can walk into the hotel, it's just before that. It's always good vibes and always great drinks, luxury cocktails and excellent, exquisite spirits. And, you know, Jack is going to be spinning his mix and everything. So yeah, it's good.
Absolutely. Actually, he's talked about that a little bit later on in the interview.
Exactly.
So listen on.
Nice.
Also on Saturday, we have Rock and Roland, which is an acoustic rock band at the Devon Arms in Torquay from 9 to 11:30. We have K2 at your favorite, the Spinning Wheel Inn in Paignton. They start at 9:30. They didn't put an end date, so I'm assuming
closed.
It's just... it just never stops.
Yeah.
just never all week.
Stops. That's right.
Also, on Saturday, we have The Craving, mm-hmm. which is a 60s and 70s cover. And that's at the Crown and Anchor Brixham.
Oh, nice. And on Sunday, the Vinyl Avengers, which is a DJ, they're playing at the Griffin Bar in Torquay from 3 to 6.
Okay, cool. And the last one on Sunday is the Old Market House.
Right, in Brixham.
They've got some live music at 2 p.m. Mm. We don't have a set list, so if you like surprises, head over to Brixham
on
Sunday.
Head over to Brixham, right. And Sunday, you know, the Old Market House, they do a killer Sunday roast. So I have seen them on your post your roast. If you're ever confused about where you need to go on Sunday for a roast dinner, just look up hashtag post your roast and we've got all of our listings there. And they're also on our story highlights. So if you're on Instagram, just like click over, find the post your roast one, and that's where they're all listed.
Yeah, beautiful. All right, I think it's time for the weather outlook.
Go for it.
What are you thinking?
What's
your assumption?
I'm thinking it's just going to be the same as today. Today it's Thursday, and it is just like gray.
Yeah, it is very gray.
Yeah.
It was a nice morning, though.
It was a nice morning. That's right. We got to count our blessings.
Yes, yes, exactly. Well, nice. On Friday, it's 12 degrees and overcast.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday, it's 12 degrees and cloudy.
Same for Sunday.
And Sunday is the exact same.
12 degrees and cloudy. But that's exactly. All right, because it's not raining.
It's not raining. And you know what? The plants need water.
That's
so.
Right. That's all good. So, right, we're going to turn over now to Jack, who saved our bacon this week and came in for an interview. He thanks, really Callum, for arranging it. And thanks to Jack for coming
over. He jumped out of the water in Bantham, checked his phone, saw my messages.
Came out like a salmon.
As he kind of waddled all the way here.
I know. Yeah, he absolutely did a great job. So thanks a lot, Jack. And let's have a listen.
Did you have a beatbox?
Hell no.
How did you start? How did you start mixing? How old are you?
Oh, God.
Started this podcast on a very serious note.
Yeah, I was going to say, oh, my God. Well, truth be told, this is really backwards, but I actually started DJing before I learned how to mix.
Oh, what? That's
I just went straight in. So, like, it was at, it was called Woody's back in the day.
In Torbay,
but it's now the Apple and Parrot.
Ah, okay, okay. I remember that. That was like 10 years ago, something like that.
Well, I mean, I'd be giving away my age a little bit, but it was more than 2005 or 6, I want to say.
I don't remember that. I was not in the country, so.
Yeah, I mean, I was a pup, but I basically, like, I just, on the night, like, it was actually my dad. Because he's a DJ, he was just like, right, here's how you use a mixer, like fade in, fade out. So, here's how you press play, here's how you preview the song. I was okay, I got this. And it was mainly just about song selection, because it was just all like cheese and pop and all that kind of thing. Yeah. I probably did that for like, I don't know, 2-3 years at like various Weatherspoons and whatnot.
After that first night that your dad showed you, was he like the DJ on the night and he kind of brought you through and said like
I think he might have done like other times. I think he played there like on another night.
Yeah.
And then it was like I think I just had like a real basic job at Halfords or something like that. So I was like I need more money. And he was like, I was like gonna get a bar job, and he's like, no, you wanna get into DJ? And I was like, oh, okay. And yeah, that was it. So initially it was a commercial decision. to get into DJing, and then it's like fully backwards, but like, and then I kind of it was like nothing to do with the music, but ironically I've always been massively into music. So then like when I realized I could play music that I liked and still have it as a job, but like that's when it kind of kicked me up the ass to be like, oh, I'm gonna learn to mix now.
Okay, so the learning to mix was because that meant you could play your own like music that you liked, not just the cheesy bob.
Yeah, it just means that I wouldn't suck anymore. Okay. I mean, I still suck to a degree, but like it was, it doesn't go down well if you can't mix in a public place. I mean, nobody really cares if you're in a Weatherspoons or you know, wherever, like, and you're just playing like songs to drunk people.
Just help me out here. What do you actually mean when you say mix?
Like, as in when you play one track
and
you're bringing in another track seamlessly. Yeah. So there's a what we call a transition.
So like changing the tempo and that kind of stuff.
I mean, that's part of it, but not necessarily. Ideally, actually, you want the tempo to kind of be the same. So you want it to basically blend so that you can layer one track after the other. And that's all kind of like part of the artistry of it, I guess, is that you're trying to make everything blend so like people might notice the track come in, or you might surprise them, but either which way, it's to make it just makes the rhythm a lot seamless. So like if you're just sort of fading in and fading out, there's a noticeable sort of pause between the tracks, or you can tell when the tracks are changing, and that sort of the only way I can describe it
is it brings you out of it, right?
Yeah, it brings you out of it, so the energy's not flowing. It's that's the whole kind of thing, like when you're building a set, part of it is that, I guess.
Okay, so I mean, besides from tempo, because in my mind it's just the tempo that you're working on, what else are you tweaking and changing whilst you make the transitions?
Oh my god, there's loads of stuff. I mean, I could go on. There's loads of stuff, like there's what we call EQing, which is like where you don't want to make certain frequencies clash. So, you know, you got like your highs, your mids, your lows, so like your basses, for instance. That's your standard one, I guess, is like your bass. You don't want that. If you bring a track in and it sounds, there's too much bass going on, it can clash. And It's very complicated. If I had to really sit here and describe, we could probably be here for like an hour.
Okay.
And I was not prepared for this, these technical questions at all. I thought we were going to talk about the bay and stuff, but
no, thanks, so thanks fair, for putting so me on the spot. I'm actually just trying to get a free lesson right now. So,
well, ironically, actually, that's something that that's occurring. Actually,
what, free lessons or paid for lessons?
I want to sort you out, bud. But yeah, no, actually, I've started doing lessons, actually. But I've I'm about to start a community project, mainly focusing at the youth, honest with you, because I feel I got inspired by a colleague of mine down in Cornwall, actually, who DJs and sort of helps like underprivileged kids and or like kids that struggle with the regular curriculum at school and stuff.
Sure, yeah.
Not quite sure whether I'll focus more on like secondary school or college or whatever, but I feel it's I don't know.
What's the concept? Is it going to be like a class, or is it going to be like one-on-one sessions?
Well, both, actually. I mean, I mean kids of all ages to a degree, like I'm happy to teach anyone, but yeah, I think for me, actually, what I'd like to focus on doing, because it's sort of just offering something different, I guess, to like the youth who maybe, because I feel like the curriculum is a bit maybe stagnant in schools, perhaps. Like, it hasn't changed much, has it, like over the years? You know, I think it's nice that they offer different things. I mean when I was at school, we didn't have things like home ec and and like, you know, they don't teach like fundamentals of like daily living.
Finances, taxes, nope.
Yeah, exactly. Which that would be kind of cool. But this is like maybe the only thing that I kind of know about.
Yeah.
Like, also, well.
So. What this really reminds me of is a lot of kids, I believe, who get into like boxing or they have like a hobby outside of school that they connect with, and then that kind of I don't want to say makes them a more whole person, but it allows them when they're in school to actually stay more focused, because they have that hobby that they're quite passionate about outside of school. It's not, they're not just feeling a little bit lost about their future. There is something to work on. There is a dream. And even though that dream might change when they turn, you know, a little bit older, it still puts them on a track, and you're learning how to learn something. You're learning how to learn a skill.
Well, I mean, I think that's a metaphor for life, though, isn't it? I mean, I think, like, we all do, you know, we all work jobs, and it's these pursuits that we do at the weekends, these areas of focus outside our 9-to-5, whether you're at school or have a job, that, it creates meaning and purpose and, I don't know, excitement in life, doesn't it? So, yeah, for sure. So I think
what kind of, what's like the youngest age you could see yourself teaching to?
I honestly,
we're going kindergarten? Haven't
thought too much into it. I've just spoken to a few people. Like, I was chatting to somebody who actually is from the college the other day, and he was suggesting some really cool ideas. So I haven't, all I know is that I've got the directors together that I need to set up the community project. And I just need to just start it. And I mean, it's literally just a case of registering it. And it's just like, well, sort of go from there. I haven't really thought too much about it.
That's lovely. I think it's got to start somewhere, right?
I
think starting with conversation makes a lot of sense. Just kind of like get a feel for conversation, kind of allows you to think about it more, even when you're speaking to someone who has no idea what you're talking about. Like, if you're talking to someone about a project and you don't know what the next steps are, they certainly don't know what the next steps are, because they're not in that world. But just by talking to that person, you can kind of start to etch out, okay, well, I should do that and I could do that. And then the person asks you a question that makes no sense in the context of what you're trying to do, and you're like, oh yeah, you know what you said just makes no sense, but actually it's given me a good idea for for what I should do here. You know,
you get inspired definitely by talking to people, and so far it's been good. And it's, I guess what it is like with everything that's going on with Sunset Social Club this year, with like the events, it's like, it's I'm very fortunate that I mean, there's, you know, there's a lot going on, but very fortunate that like the people I deal with are quite regular. So, you know, there's not there's a lot that goes on in the background, but no, it's not too labor intensive. So there's like a huge amount of space that I've got, like where I could be doing something else. And that's where I want to put my energy really. Cause I mainly, to be honest with you, it all started from just getting asked constantly, like, oh, can you teach me how to DJ? And I'm just like, I'm like, yeah, I guess so. Like, but just never really followed.
You
up
haven't
on
got
it.
The business card to like give them afterwards.
I guess so. Yeah, maybe. So yeah,
that's cool. We'll talking about Sunset Social. What's the plans? What's the 2024 kind of like lineup? Do you guys have any big changes? I believe you're in. Where are you next this weekend?
So a bit of an announcement, you heard it first. So this weekend, doing a little event at Juniper.
Awesome. We love Juniper. We
love the Juniper. Love Lawrence, good guy. Cozy little space. So I thought, look, it's the end of dry January. If like me, you've been doing dry January.
Okay, so that's why
I'm on the Coca-Cola.
Didn't take the Las Iguanas. Sorry, I just had to shout them out because they gave us free alcohol. So,
yeah.
Las Iguanas, Kachak. Can you pronounce
that? Kachaka, I would say.
Kachaka.
Kachaka. Oh, I don't know.
Anyway, thank you, Las Iguanas.
Well, yeah, we'll have to get them to comment. But so doing a little thing with Juniper this weekend, which will be good just to sort of, you know, commemorate the end of Dry Jan and
awesome.
Do like a cozy little intimate gig, which will be good. Blow out the cobwebs.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, we've just had Lynn join us. So you're going to have to save that first time announcement and say it again.
What is that?
You're in.
Hey, I'm in. Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good.
It's nice to see you. How are you, Jack?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, really good. We were playing in a game this afternoon when Callum told me you were stopping by. What's your DJ name?
Guess what Lynn's DJ name is.
Oh, really? Okay.
Can you guess?
If I had to coin one, I'd call it Spinning Lynn.
So much better than the internet.
That's my Instagram name that I never use. What? Oh, the internet. No, don't rely on the internet.
I thought that was your DJ name, the internet. I hate to break it to you, but there's already a group called the internet, I'm afraid.
Is there?
Yeah, are they good? They are very good.
That is okay. Hilarious.
Interesting.
No, I developed my DJ name over a number of years, but many years ago. It's over a decade old now.
Go on.
My DJ name is DJ Chunky Chip.
Chunky Chip.
You're right.
I mean, that just raises more questions. I don't know where to begin there.
It's all right.
I'm all for it. I might put you on a flyer. I mean, you don't have to play. I just
DJ
put
Chunky
it on
Chip. There you go. So, what is your DJ name? What is it actually called? Are you just like?
Do you know what? Captain it's actually Jack. A bit of a bone of contention at the moment because I don't really know. Like a lot of people know me as Captain because it's like kind of my nickname, I guess.
Yeah. But then I thought it was Captain Jack.
Yeah, it's always Captain Jack. But then I get like. It depends where I go, because in some places I go, everyone's like, oh, you're the Sunset guy, and it's like, okay, so I just, you know, some people just know me, like, a lot of promoters
the Sunset
know me,
guy.
Yeah, a lot of promoters know me as Sunset Social Club, some people, like, whatever, it just, it varies, so I don't know, I'm just kind of running with both.
Go with the flow, just whatever you need me to be, baby, that's all I am.
Callum, what's your DJ name?
Oh, what's my DJ name? I don't know. I really don't. I'll have to ask the internet.
We'll have to go through the questionnaire, I guess.
Yeah, no, I didn't mean the internet. I meant the group.
The group.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to go to the group. Oh, that's good. I'm going to go grab a camera. Guys, talk amongst yourselves. Did you say that you had a gig at Juniper?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, this Saturday. Just doing a bit of end of dry January thing, a little bit of a cozy intimate gig, which should be cool.
Nice.
The cobwebs have taken the whole of January off after what was a very, very, very busy sort of end of year.
Saw you just by Christmas and you were busy. Certainly busy.
That was amazing. I actually just got off the phone to Phil at Shoreline because we will be returning, which is good.
That's cool. Wait.
So that'll be good. And it was really great because, for those of you that don't know, so Mark, who I started Sunset Social Club with, he started a new project now called Sintra. Which is like real like deep minimal tech house, so
yeah.
A little bit darker than Sunset Social Club normally goes, but I had him come and play.
Yeah.
And Sintra is him and another DJ producer called La Freak.
Okay, cool.
Who's actually a Sunset Social Club resident as well. Mm. But those two, they headlined the event and it just, they smashed it and it was,
that's sick.
Couldn't have been better. It yeah. was such a good gig. I want to say a massive thank you to everyone that supported and came, because it was probably one of the best attended gigs we've had in the Bay.
Oh,
and
that's
cool.
It was cool.
Like, it was just everyone from the get-go. It's just in a good mood.
Yeah.
It was really good. And shouts out to Phil for letting us use the space. And yeah, it was good. Good fun. So yeah, can't wait to get back there. It's going to be good.
So is it going to be a residency, or are you going to carry on your residency at Paul's Eve?
It's just so, I don't want to oversaturate things. Like,
sure.
So we're doing bits and bobs. So I'd say, I guess you could call the Sandridge Barton thing a residency.
Yeah.
We've just had the dates confirmed. So starting in May,
yeah,
we're back at Sandridge Barton again.
Is that, when you say residency, do you mean like a weekly, you're showing up every
not
week?
Not necessarily weekly, it doesn't have to be weekly.
Okay.
I think actually more to the point, we're probably going to go like once or twice a month.
Yeah.
In fact, I know that's what we're doing because I've got the dates. Again, just to sort of like, I don't want to oversaturate things.
Yeah.
You know, if you're playing like every week, you know, in the same sort of region, it loses its
100% get what you're saying.
You know, I don't know what the word is. I suppose
you want to show yourself to different people. You want to turn up to different spaces, get people excited for a different space. I assume
maybe, right? Well, just I just think more for like, I guess it, you don't want it to be diluted, I guess, for more for like the people that come to these things, because if it's every week, then it's like there's that kind of like, oh well, we won't come this week, we'll go to the next week, and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Whereas if you kind of just do one-offs, I think it works like a lot better, and then it gives people an excuse to put it in the diary. And it's great. We're very fortunate. We've got a really good group of friends that come each time. So if you do it too much, you know, it hurt their wallets.
Yeah, I thought
like, drinks are expensive.
I thought the Paul's Eve residency, was that a residency?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's a residency. Yeah.
I thought that one was really cool because it's just like it's a nice spot. It's just a really, really cool place.
So popular.
Yeah. Really lush. Yeah, Cornwall kind of has my heart, if I'm honest. It's, I find myself gigging down there a lot more. Especially this year, we've got a couple of more venues that have come on board, which
we're
announcing. So yeah, Cornwall's
that's really exciting.
Cornwall is a vibe, but you know, Torbay's home. So,
hey.
So hopefully,
down straight.
We'll drop some dates for the summer for sure.
Nice.
And for the Juniper event this weekend, where can people get their tickets?
Well, do you know what? As I always say, for all of our events, pretty much. No tickets. It's all free entry.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't subscribe to the whole ticket thing, unless, you know, we've got someone named coming down and it's a bigger venue, because it's all about inclusivity. Anyone can come. Look, it's the great thing about Juniper. It's such a cozy venue, which is slang for small.
Yes.
It's
marketing for small.
Yeah, that's it. But that's I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Like the drinks are quality. It's quality, not quantity.
Yes.
You know, the last time we did like an event there, it was really cool.
Yeah.
It was like kind of spilling out onto the streets, but it's winter, so I don't think it will do that this time round. But you know, it's just that kind of like up close personal, decent music, doesn't need to be blared, like it's, you can still socialize while you listen to it, and you know, listen to the transitions.
Oh, that's so exciting. You know, I moved down here, so I live on the harbor now, so I'm gonna have to stop by. So I always threaten, I'm like, I'll be there, and I'm never there.
because the great thing is you don't have to worry about taxi, do you?
I just like toddle home, so that's perfect. So really good.
Yeah, there's gonna be some really good figureheads of hospitality there actually on Saturday. So
it's this Saturday.
It is this Saturday.
I'll be there.
Some venue owners. So it'll be a good place for you to mingle.
Can we name drop some of those venue owners?
Yeah. Who's going to be there? Do you know?
Of course I do.
Come
on.
It's
a surprise. But like I say, just some decent people that we've worked with over the past couple of years. So.
That's nice. That's cool.
Cool.
Yeah, it'd be nice. Be good.
Amazing.
Look forward to it.
Well, thanks. What are you drinking? Are you on a Coke?
I'm literally on Coke.
It's on Dry January.
Dry Jan.
Oh, you're still doing Dry Jan?
Yeah.
I think you're the only one.
I mean, it's still Jan, so.
You're the only one who's still doing dry Jan. Everybody else is like, see ya, dry Jan. They're toasting dry Jan and being like, later.
Honestly, I don't even know, like, if on the 1st of Feb, like, I probably, I'm not hankering to just jump back in.
That's good.
It just doesn't fuss me.
I thought your cheeks looked quite pink and rosy and you look quite healthy. This is why.
No, it's because I ran to get here. Oh. I was late.
They've been in the sun all day.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're trying to fill your time teaching people how to DJ when you can just go to Bantham and Paul's Eath and kind of swing by spots, you know?
Well, if the surf were that consistent, you might be right, but it's not. So.
Are you going back to Bantham anytime soon? We know some people that want to hang out in Bantham and like do some activities and like have Bantham adventures. So I can put you in touch with them. But are you going to be down there like playing anywhere?
I don't know, to be fair, like DJing wise, I've probably there's only one place that I've played it like remotely near there.
Okay.
It's not really on my radar. I just surf there, that's all.
No, that's okay. But do you ever do like outdoor, like if somebody wanted to like put on an event like at a beach?
Oh, 100%.
Could you do that? Yeah, could you roll 100%. Up for like remote?
Bantham's a private estate actually, so
is it?
I mean, as with anything, it's always licensing. That's the first question I always ask without getting too boring.
Noise?
Yeah, 100%. It's always the first thing.
Okay.
You've got to be responsible for these things. I mean, most places we play are outdoors, but if it's not licensed, then I won't do it.
No, I get that. Yeah. I appreciate that. All right, brilliant. So yeah, it's... I don't have any more questions. Sorry. Well, I just kind of crashed this party.
The next and last segment that we have for you, Jack, is this or that. Are you ready?
Oh, wow. You're chucking it all at me today.
All right. Are you ready? The first question we have is island hopping day trips or solitary cove explorations?
Mm. Oh, island hopping.
Yeah.
Boardmasters or Creamfields?
Creamfields.
Smooth transitions or surprising twists?
Smooth.
Ooh.
Okay. Tropical fruit cocktails or ice cold beach beers?
I mean, you're killing me here with this dry January stuff, but I'll go with the ice cold beach beers. Always wins.
Hammock naps or dancing till dawn?
Naps. Hands down, naps. No question.
That was a quick one. Yeah. All right, last one. Sunset or sunrise sets?
Ooh. Well, if I'm going to endorse the brand, I've got to say sunsets. Has to be every time.
Nice.
100%.
I'd love to do a sunrise set.
Have you done a sunrise set before?
No. I'd love to, though.
Oh, there we go. That's
a cool idea. Get it organized.
On the list. Bucket list. It's amazing. Right. Thanks so much for coming over.
Thank you very much, Jack. Really appreciate it.
No, appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for the continued support. It's unprompted, but amazing and lovely. Thank you.
And now we're going to go and listen to a little... You're going to send me... a link, or you're going to send me an audio file.
Yes.
Ooh, is okay. This a new one?
Oh yeah. So, probably didn't mention this, but another thing as well that's happening this year. So, as well as the new residents that we've got, so we've got some new DJs turning up this year, appearing for Sunset Social Club, as well as new venues, we've got new music. So... Ooh. I've always held back on actually making my own music. Like, I've got stuff that I've done with a really good friend and fellow DJ and Sunset Social Club resident, Chris, aka Pimento Groove. We do bits together, or have done over the years. But it's always been the plan to, you know, release stuff. But yeah. Now that I've got a good platform of which to do it,
yeah,
i.e. Sunset Social Club,
Now's the time. We've about time. So I have
indeed sent you a very previewed file. Like, nobody's heard this before.
Ooh,
it's not
exclusive.
It's not even finished, actually. To be fair, it still needs editing. It still needs mastering. It still needs mixing. But
so it's a little preview of what's to come.
A little preview. Yeah, a little preview. So we've got a few tracks coming out. So.
All right, awesome. We'll end on that.
So there we go. Thank you so much, guys.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Amazing.
God, I love that guy. That is brilliant. Do you know I bumped into Jack last night? I'm not kidding.
Oh, did you?
I did, yeah.
What, at Otto?
After the interview. No, we were at 21.
Oh, 21, okay.
Yeah. I walked in with Daisy and he looked up and he was with a date and he said, are you following me? Are you following me? I thought, who's asking?
Maybe.
Maybe. Might be following you around. So yeah, that's brilliant. What a true gent. And yeah, what a great, you know what I mean? A really great person. He wants to do things right. And yeah, he's really got a spectacular offer for Torbay and beyond. So yeah, yeah. Hats off to Jack.
Hats off to Jack. And I'm looking forward to summer. I'm looking forward to some really chill sunset social vibes.
Indeed.
All right. Thank you all very much for listening.
Have a good weekend.
Bye. The Sunset Social Club.
Thanks for tuning in. Bye, hon.